Yud Zayin Elul, Tuesday the 4th of September, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Shofar and Luluv, the Halacha.
Good morning, my Rabbi Rabbeisai. I can see this new base of Medrash, Panam Chadoshos Bor Lekan, Baruch Hashem, Torah and Tefillah is going Machayel El Choyel, Hashbaruch Hu help weiter, it should go, to continue to go, always from strength to strength. So, I want to take the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Nun Beis, the Shechus Lulav, and we'll see later on, it has a bearing, it's also Negea to Hilchus Tkir Shefa and other mitzvahs, which are the mitzvahs Hayyim of Tishri. We'll start off by reading out the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, there was a minig of Anshe Yerushalayim with medaktik b'mitzvahs. What did they do? Kachoyim in Hogan Shem Anshe Yerushalayim. This was the minig of the people of Yerushalayim. Adam yoytim mi beisai v'lulave biyadei. Hoylech lebeisak nesu lulave biyadei. Person come out of his house, holding his lulav. Go to the shul, holding his lulav. Kriya Krishna mispalel v'lulave biyadei. He was holding his lulav the whole time. Krishna tefillah the whole time. Gemara discusses how you let it carry during tefillah. You may not hold something during tefillah. So, and it carries on and on. Eventually, when they came to the Beis HaMedrash, they couldn't anymore have it with them, because you can't listen to a shiur. Imagine everybody sitting here listening to the shiur with an esrog in the hand. It wouldn't be able to concentrate. So it comes to the Beis HaMedrash, so you can't have it with you anymore. So they were sent it home with their shliach, with their eved, with their ben. So that's what the minhag was. Ma'akamash malon, le'idiyachor kamachoyuz reason b'mitzvahs. To show us how much there was reason b'mitzvahs. There was reason b'mitzvahs. That was our life. Mitzvahs. Another mitzvah, more mitzvahs, more mitzvahs. That was reason b'mitzvahs. The minhag of Anshe Yerushalayim. Now this is not a chiyuv on anybody, but it's a midah tova. It's a very important thing. It's a thing which they did. The Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Ramah brings it down. It's a mitzvah reish nun beis and tzif aleph. Ramah says, v'medaktik, יאחס הלולב ביודוי, כשנכנס מבייס לבייס הכנסס, גם בשעס התפילה, וכן יחסיר אל בייס כדי לחווה והמצווס. שדו את, like the Anshe Yerushalayim, to show love, חביבס, for mitzvahs. It's a different nusach to what the Gemara says. There's reason for mitzvahs, and there must be חביבים for mitzvahs. But it really means, there's reasons. There's reasons. Why is there reasons for mitzvahs? Because this was actually a kiyum mitzvah. The more you hold the lulav, the more mitzvah you have. The longer you hold, the more mitzvah you have. That's right. A Tosis in Daf Lamatas in Sukkah discusses, we all know that when we take the lulav, we first turn it upside down, because Tosis discusses that you can't make a bracha once you've already been yotzer. Now Tosis says, no. Tosis, it could be that you can make the bracha even after you've picked it up. Even after you've already been yotzer, you've already picked it up. Because the more you hold it, the more mitzvah it is, like Anshe Yerushalayim. So we see that this was a continuation of the mitzvahs. So a medat p'masa should do this. But this was written by the Ramah 400 and something years ago. The late Achronim come along and say that we nowadays cannot pretend to be on such a madrega of Jesus of mitzvahs as if the only thing we're lacking is holding the lulav all day long. That's the only thing we're lacking in our kiyum mitzvahs. We're unfortunately not on the madrega that we can say we're so zrizim in mitzvahs that we're looking for every single opportunity, halavai and halavai, but it's mechse ki yuhara. That's what the Mishmur brings down. It looks like yuhara, which means gaiva, as if to say we are Anshe Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kos v'achreinim de kahayoy mechse ki yuhara. Now it seems like gaiva. Somebody's mafursim daktik b'maisav, he can do it, hold it the whole time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, miu zeh noigim gam hayom. The minhag nowadays is still shemelichin alulav b'beikah be'atzmei lebeis hakneses v'chein machzeh lebeis be'atzmei. That one takes it oneself to the beis hakneses, doesn't give it to your shamash and to your shliach. You do it yourself. Question lulav and esrog taken to shul. You try to take it yourself. Obviously, if you drive to shul, obviously it's a bit dangerous to hold it in your hand while you're driving to shul. But if you walk into shul, then ba'atmei to take it oneself rather than giving it over to somebody else. That's what the Mishnah brings down. Now, my sofek was, what does it mean here, if you take it yourself? Now, what's the idea of it? What's the idea of it? Always trying to say, we are Anshe Yerushalayim part of the time. I mean, we can't be anti-Yerushalayim all day long. That we can't be. But at least on the way to davening, from davening, we'll be anti-Yerushalayim. We'll be very zrizim b'mitzvahs. Is that the pshat? Or the pshat is stam, to show chivul, to show love for the mitzvah, we're holding it. I explain to you what I mean.
Sorry. No.
That could be the two nafkah. It could be the nafkah minu be where you have to make a bracha first. Could be. So I'll explain what I mean. I'll first bring what my sofik was, and then I'll say over what the two sides of the shayla were. The shayla is, do you have to hold it in your hand, or can you keep it in the box? Do you have to actually hold the lulav and esrog in your hand? What do you mean? What does Mishubura mean when he says that people are knowing nowadays that they take it to and from davening themselves? Does he mean, is it allowed to be in the box, or can it have to be right out of the box? So I think people, as far as I know, people are makbe, people like to carry the lulav esrog themselves. It could be just a practical cheshbon, because you've got to get it there. So I don't know whether people are consciously aware of this Mishnah Brura of to take it yourself, but certainly that's definite. People who do take it themselves don't hold it, the lulav, like that. You put it in a holder, and the same with the esrog. So that was my sofik, what it means. So I always learnt it meant that you can take it in the box as well. It's just showing chavivas hamitzvah, love of the mitzvah. You can take it in the box as well. But the interesting thing is, it's only brought down in Hilchos Lulav. It's not brought down anywhere else in Halacha. Like, you're supposed to eat talis and tefillin to davening yourself, and not through a shlich. It doesn't say it anywhere. So it would be a bit of an indication that this is something specific to Lulav. So I actually saw brought down as Rabbi Yashiv, Taka learns Pshat, Zatzal learns Pshat, it means Taka, it has to be in the raw state, not with the box round. And he was immaculate himself, the photos of him going to Shul, Rabbi Yashiv with his lulav, holding it, the lulav itself in his hand, not in a box. Kaminik Anshi Yerushalayim. Yeah, but they asked him a question, but what about the esrog? The esrog you're holding in a box. So what have you gained? You need Arba Minim. Even if you hold the lulav in your hand, what happened to the esrog? The esrog is still in a box. You need to hold all the Arba Minim in your hand. You can't shake lulav in the box, and with the esrog in the box. So he answered that if you have a nice box, an ornamental box, which is lanoi, so which beautifies the mitzvah, then it can be considered the bimakayim the mitzvah. So he's not actually telling you to go and shake Ashek Nazan Alantina Zulav to take it in the box. But he's saying, for this minig of Anshi Yerushalayim, it's okay to take it in the box at davening. Because it's not a chatzitza, because it's there for beauty. They asked him, but what's about, you're not holding it the right way. Some boxes go sideways. So if you've got a box which goes upwards, so you're doing it the right way. But otherwise, there's a din that the Arba Minim, you have to do the right way. You have to hold it the right way up. That's why we turn the esrog upside down. We're not mekayem the mitzvah. So how can you take it to davening and claim that you're doing, you're a person of Anshi Yerushalayim who wants to do the mitzvah as much as you can, this is not a mitzvah because it's not the right way. Now that he answered, the Ashkenazis which hold that if you hold it sideways, it's also a kiyum mitzvah. There's no problem of upside down, unless it's right upside down. It's completely the wrong way on its head. That's what we do when we shake the lulav. We put the esrog upside down and turn it the right way. That is definitely not the kiyum mitzvah. If you hold it sideways, it could be that it is a mitzvah. So he held for this chumrah of Anshi Yerushalayim, of going to and from davening, doing the mitzvah, for that it's okay. As long as you hold the lulav in the hand, because the lulav usually is not an ornamental box, the lulav, and the esrog, doesn't matter if it's a nice silver box or a wooden box, then it would be okay, as if it's in a wooden box. And if it's in a cardboard box, which is just simply for shmirah, then you won't be mekayim the inyan.
And he held them together?
So I don't know about that. I don't know if he held it together. That, I don't know about that. It could be that's not ma'akif, to holding mamsh together. Could be not. I didn't see the pictures right now recently, so I don't remember. Lani is dati. I'm not saying I'm gonna chasron v'choylek, but I'm just saying it's the ma'isi. Look at the poskim. You don't see any indication of the pshat. Rabbi Yashiv learned azay. It could be the pashtus is azay. I would see a mokum to say it's tamchiv of mitzvahs. Perhaps even by holding it in the box, one also is mekayim this inyan. So I didn't see mufarsh anywhere. I looked at the poskim. I would see a plate. It would be a mokum to suggest that the pshat could be tamchiv of mitzvahs. It's tamachiv mitzvah to go backwards and forwards to shul with your arba minim yourself. So those people who take it, which most people I think do take it in the box to and from davening, there could be the silver time in this Indian. If you'd learn differently, you learn the din is stam to show love for the mitzvah, I want to hold it myself. Now I must think about something else. If you do take it yourself to and from davening because you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, chibuv mitzvah, what about giving it to your son? Yeah, I want to give it to my son, lechan chibuv mitzvahs. I want to let him, I want to do the mitzvahs. So again, Russell, you fold your tefillin after davening. Folding tefillin is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, folding your tefillin. It says on Moitzah Shabbos, you should fold your tallis straight after Moitzah Shabbos. Yeah, people think it's for Shalom Bayis. Could be in Shalom Bayis. A lot of scholars are Shalom Bayis. But the Maisa has the belt. The Maisa, the Maril did it because to start the mitzvah, start the week with the mitzvah. That's why he folded his tallis. That's why the Maril did it. So there's a mitzvah folding your tallis. Folding your tefillin, is that a mitzvah? Most definitely. Isak in the mitzvah is a mitzvah. You want to give it to your child, lachamcheva mitzvahs, to get him used to the idea. How easily is one allowed to, how much is allowed to give away one's mitzvahs for chinuch? Are you allowed to do it? It's the same here, taking your lulav to and from davening. If it's chivuv mitzvah, I want to be oisik in the mitzvah myself. Can I give it to my son, lachamcheva mitzvahs? So I brought a raya from Avraham Avinu. From Avinu, when Apokarotz Avraham, when he did Achmas Eichim, he went to go and shecht the animals. And he gave it to his son. Who is his son? Yishmael. Why did he give it to his son Yishmael? Lachan chavim mitzvahs. So you see from here that you're allowed to give away your own mitzvah in order for your son to have chinuch. That's what you see from here. So,
He was still Isaac in the Hachnatos Ochim, and two things were happening simultaneously.
Yeah, okay, smach ledover. Smach ledover. So somebody asked me that. It doesn't fit in with Chazal say. Chazal say that anything which Klal Yisrael, anything which Avraham Avinu did himself, he was rewarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael was rewarded directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything which he did through a shliach, he came through a shliach. The bread Avraham Avinu brought himself, so it was offered to the man direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the middah connected middah. The water, which he said, yukach lom amayim, a bit of water should be brought, that only came through Moshe Rabbeinu, through a shliach. So we see the other rabbi. We see the contrary. Anything which he did through a shliach was not good. And he was rewarded more indirectly. So it would be mashma that he shouldn't do it through a shliach. On the other hand, it says in the first in the Gemara, though, that when it came to the basa, the meat, Klal Yisrael was oicha to slav in the midbar. It's because that Rav Ravina did the mitzvah of achnas oichim by shechting three cattle for the visitors. And it says that we got direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see from here that what he did with the meat was okay. So you see from here that the fact that he gave it over to his son, Yishmael, to Shecht, doesn't in any way detract from his Esek in the mitzvah. And Rashi Allah Torah says, why did he give it to Yishmael? Chanchei b'mitzvahs. And Sizuchon brings, Rashi wanted to bring out this point. Why were we rewarded directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To show that the Chanchei b'mitzvahs doesn't detract from your Esek of the mitzvah. So Yukach no ma'atmaim that came indirect, because it seems that he got somebody else to do it, another shliach, an Eved did it. When it came to the shchita of the animal, he gave it to his son, so the Chanchei b'mitzvahs is okay. So we see from here that the Chanchei b'mitzvahs has the schuz to take away your own Esek in the mitzvah. So it would therefore mean that taking your lulav to and from davening, if it's open, like Rabbi Yashiv did, okay, so you're mekayim the mitzvah. But if you're doing it because of chibuv mitzvah in the box, and it's chibuv mitzvah to show that I myself am being oisik in it, then I would suggest that there's no problem giving it over to your son if it's lechan chibuv mitzvah. To do it, lechan chibuv mitzvah, chinuch, we find the chinuch sometimes can supersede a person's own schus to do the mitzvah.
That would mean that the child should take both.
It depends what the chiv mitzvah doesn't have to be the gad of the kiyam mitzvah. The chiv mitzvah is the fact that I'm showing that I'm involved in the mitzvah. That wouldn't have to be done in a kosher way. That could be done just one of them. That would be okay. Shows that you're oisik in the mitzvah.
Then in that case, you shouldn't give it to a daughter or to a wife.
Pashto's not. If it's the only one who's got a chelik with the mitzvah, that could be. Alright, not to the wife, definitely not the wife, because that's not a lechancha, you can't, not a lechancha your wife. Your daughter, could be there's a chinuch on a daughter. Daughter, yes. Perhaps it's a chinuch mitzvah for the daughter. She's also got a mitzvah when she shakes lulav. The daughter, I would say yes, but the wife not. Okay, that was Simon Tov Reish Nun Bei Sif Aleph. There was the first Sif about lulav. Now, the second sif, and that has some, as Negev also, when it comes to Tekir Shefa and other mitzvahs. Says in the Mechaba in Sif Beis, also lechol kodim shi'atlanu, you may not eat before you've shaken lulav and esrog. You may not eat. This is not a chiddush to us. This is something which is written with many mitzvahs, that you're not supposed to have a meal before you've done a mitzvah. Whether it's mitzvah of Tekir Shofar, mitzvah of lulav, mitzvah of Megillah, mitzvah of Krishma in the night. You're not supposed to have a meal. Why are you not supposed to have a meal? No, we're afraid that once you get involved in your suda, it might schlep, it might continue, it might completely forget about the mitzvah. So Chazal made gzeirah, no eating beforehand. Now, there's something called achila and something called te'ima. Te'ima is tasting. What's the din? Is tasting permitted before a mitzvah? Is tasting permitted? And this inyan, there is a contradiction between two separate cases. In Hilchas Kriya Shema, it's in Reish Lamed Hei in the Shulchan Aruch, where it says you may not eat before you've lined Krishna in the evening. Mishabru brings down there from the Morgan Avram that you're allowed to be to'eim. You're allowed to have a meal, te'ima, without involving yourself in eating bread. If you don't have bread, you just have a snack. We have a small amount of bread, which doesn't constitute a meal, unless you have a kezias, or even a kebetza, not more than a kebetza, what's known as te'ima, only tasting, because it's not a proper meal. And if it's without bread, you can have more, you can have potatoes, and you can have a larger amount. The main thing is achila. Achila means a meal. A meal is defined by Chazal as being a bread meal. So to have anything other than a bread meal, a fixed bread meal, is permitted before Maariv. That's how Mishabur Paskins in Hilchas Maariv. And that comes from the Morgan Avraham. When it comes to Hilchas Lulav, the scene changes. The Morgan Avraham discusses tasting, te'ima, having a snack before shaking lulav. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina had an esrog. Now, the first day of Sukkot, we know the esrog has more chumras than on the second day. On the third day, more than cholamayit. A lot of chumras. One of them's got to be a sholem. It's got to be complete. Now, on the second day, you could have an esrog, really speaking, esrog which a third of it has been sliced off. So Rabbi Chanina, just to prove the point, or perhaps because he was hungry, don't quite know why, but he would slice on the second day of Sukkot, he would slice away part of the esrog and eat it. That's what he did. He was he took away a bit of it and ate it. Very interesting. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Fact Tosfos, be not to eat before you've shaken lulav. How could he eat the esrog? He's not eating before shaken lulav. Fred the Morgan Avraham, what's the kasha? He wasn't eating bread. He was eating a little bit of a slice of esrog. What's Tosfos kasha? So it's mashma from here, says Morgan Avraham, that before esrog, you're not allowed to have even a taste. Morgan Avraham says actually it's an araya, because they didn't used to have esrog on its own. It's like more like a jam, perhaps, with the bread, so perhaps he washed. So Tosfos Kashrus probably had it in a bread meal. Okay, Tosfos discussed it. The Maaser, Mishnah Berurah brings down from Bikuri Yaakov that one should be machme. And one should not eat even te'ima before lulav. You shouldn't even have a taste. Not even taste a small meal. Asur Aruch HaShulchan says that a drink is permitted, tea or coffee, like before Shacharis, but to have anything more substantial, one should refrain from doing so. And Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is, he brings here, Asur Lecha, a team of Alma, he says, Midina Shari, he says, Minadin, it is permitted. We said already, with Marav, it is permitted. But Mikol Makom, Ein Lehakul Bezeh, Im Loy Leterach Kadeh. Only if it's a great need. If the person's very hungry, then he can eat. If it's not very hungry, it's not a great need, he should not do so. This is based, the Bikur Yaakov bases this on, not on what we said with the whole thing about Rav Chanina at the Esrog. This is based on another Morgan Avraham in Hilchas Megillah, where there the Morgan Avraham discusses this point, where he can eat before mitzvahs, and the Morgan Avraham mentions a svara there, why te'ima should be more chomor with Megillah than in the other cases, in the cases of Maariv. So we said again. So we said, because Maariv it says, you're allowed to be toyein before Maariv. Before Krishna, you're allowed to have a snack. You're allowed to have a light meal. That is permitted. When it comes to Hilchos Lulav, we just read out that Lachatchila, unless the Tzairich, you're supposed to refrain from having even a light meal. We said drink is permitted, some of Machmi even a drink, not, but Minadin drink is permitted, but a snack and things like that before Lulav one should refrain from, unless the Tzairich Kotel. That seems a contradiction. On the one hand, we see that when it comes to Mard it's permitted, and when it comes to Lulav, we're Machmi. So what's the side of this? Why should it be so? So the reason for this is based on a svara mentioned in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Megillah, where he discusses the same question, eating from Megillah. And then he mentions the svara. This is Tofresh Sadik Beis, right at the end. He says, a svara brings from the Trumas Hadeshen, that we're more machmer with Megillah than other things. There's a svara to be more machmer with Megillah than with, let's say, Krishna. Why? Because Megillah, you have the whole night to read the Megillah. And in the day, you have the whole day to read the Megillah. When a person has a whole day to do something, he tends to be negligent. He'll say to himself, look, what's the big rush? Let me schlep it. And he'll tend to schlep it because then I've got the whole day to do it anyhow. Whereas something which is limited to time, he'll make sure to do it as soon as possible. So Kriya Shema, you have to learn before Chatzos. Midrabanan at least. Before Chatzos, there's a time limit to it. So with Krishna, we are less concerned that he's going to get carried away through his meal. So if it's a light meal, and in any case, there's a time limit to it. So subconsciously, he's thinking the whole time, looking at the clock. And therefore, he's going to be more hesitant. He's not going to get too much carried away with his meal. So when it comes to Kriya Shema, when it comes to Megillah, we tend to be more machne. Because he might get more carried away. So the rule is, that's the klal which the svara which is mentioned in the Magen Avraham, Sim Tofresh Sadik Beis, he mentions a svara, but the svara is mentioned there, something where there's yeshohus tuva, there's a long time to do, you're going to be more likely to neglect it. That is mentioned in the Magen Avraham. And that seems to be the answer to the contradiction. The contradiction was, why is it when it comes to Mar if we are Mekel, or when it comes to Mikra Megillah, that's what he talks about over there. And we mentioned him, Fisdulav, we tend to be machmir. That is because we are more concerned when something involves a longer time period. So which therefore means the halacha, that something which has the whole day, which therefore means Kir Shofar, Mikra Megillah, Retinazulav, we have the whole day for it. You may not even have L'chatchila, unless it's a big tzairach, you're not supposed to have te'ima, even to taste. When it comes to us weaklings, when it comes to, we can't usually manage without our food for a longer duration of time. So the problem is, it might be a tzarech gadol for us. But this is negea, is tkiya shofar. Lulav usually starts not saying negea, we don't have to eat before. Lulav's not usually negea, because with lulav we're doing shachris. But where it is negea, is tkiya shofar. Tkiya shofar, certainly the yeshivas have extended the time which they used to. The traditional length of the Shoshana Shachris would be till 1:30 or so. The yeshivas carry on till 3 o'clock, 3:30, 2:30. Some a bit longer, some a bit shorter, but they go on for a long time. And I'm not sure exactly how long the minyanim go on for. What time is the average time to finish the Shoshana?
It's probably between
2 and 3.
Yeah,
that's late.
Huh? Every time they start.
Every time they start. What time monks finish? Monks? Okay, so the majority of places taka finish between 2 and 3. People get very hungry. So there again, so if it's a tzairach gadol, the person really feels it's going to affect his tefillah, and he's not going to manage to daven properly, unless he has something to eat, then he's allowed to do so. Like we read out from the Mishnah Berurah, midin oshor, it's permitted. If a person doesn't need it, then he should refrain from eating before Tkir Shofar, because he's got mitzvah of Tkir Shofar coming up. And if he washes before, if he has a cake before Tkir Shofar, then he's being toyen before mitzvah. So a person doesn't need it, and only needs a little bit, should refrain from eating. But if a person needs it, then by all means it's permitted. The next point to discuss is, how much are you allowed to eat? What's called te'ima, what's called achila? So I mentioned earlier, to have bread, a bread meal is called achila, it's called eating. Now what is with regard to cake? Is cake called, is it called achila, or is it called te'ima? Is cake classed like potatoes and whatever, and something light, and whatever, crisps, Or is cake considered bread? Big nafkah minna. If it's considered bread, yeah, then you're not allowed to have more than a kibbutzah. Because you're not allowed to eat before, everybody agrees you're not allowed to eat before a mitzvah. We just spoke now, our question was, the debate was regarding te'ima, which is just a light meal. But something which is heavy, which is a bread meal, is forbidden. You're not allowed to eat before, unless a person's a choyla, but otherwise, if it's a proper choyla, something different. But if it's not a choyla, you're not allowed to eat before a mitzvah. So what's about more than a kibbutzah of cake? So, there is a shy question about it. If you look in the Matthew Ephraim in Hilchot Kishofa, he is Machmir. He says a person needs to have a kazayis of cake. He obviously holds that more than a large amount of cake is classed as bread. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchot Ma'ariv, from Rish Lamed Hei, discusses having a meal before Ma'ariv, and he's meikel to have cake. He takes on that cake is not classed as bread. A cake, nevertheless, not the gezeira that you're going to schlep on the meal, doesn't count, is not considered, it doesn't apply with cake as much as with bread. What's the shish of Mishnah Berurah about this point? Mishnah Berurah is lemaisa non-committal. He brings a shayla about it. Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Reish Pei Vav, in Hilchos Musaf. It says there, you're not allowed to have a meal before Musaf. You shouldn't wash before Musaf. Yeah, you wait till after Musaf, then you have a meal. You're allowed to have a light refreshment, you make kiddush and have a bit of cake. It's permitted. The shail is, a meal is forbidden. So what's about having, unless a person's weak, then it's allowed. But what happens if a person wants to have a kibbutzah, more than a kibbutzah of cake? Is that considered bread or is it considered crisps? How do we classify it? So Mishnah Berurah there, at the bottom in Shaar HaTzion, sends you off to Hilchos Sukkah. He says, the din here, you can refer it, you can deduce it from the halach of Hilchos Sukkah. What's the din of Sukkah? Yeah, Sukkah, min adin, you can have potatoes and fish out of the Sukkah. That's min adin. People are machmeh, they go to the Sukkah for everything, tovel of bracha, kevalti gezach, but min adin, if it's a fixed meal, something different, but if it's just, you're having a bag of crisps, you can have out of the Sukkah, no problem. A cup of water, out of the Sukkah. When it comes to bread, you have a kibbutzah of bread, more than a kibbutzah of bread, you have to sit in the sukkah. That's called the suda kavua. What about if you want to have more than a kibbutzah of cake? Do you have to go in the sukkah? So there's a machlekes in the poskim about it. It's nishkla. It's not clear. Minigaynim is one makes leisha about sukkah on cake. Shmuel brings it not so clear. You should have a mechavan also on the yeshiva. Because it could be, it's not classed as bread, that the bracha, that the sukkah, that you mechiv have in the sukkah. Could be cake is not counted as bread. But there's machlokes about it. It says in Mishnah Berurah, if you want to know whether we consider cake as bread with regard to eating before Musaf, just refer to Hilchos Sukkah, and whatever it says over there will apply here. In other words, it's telling us that the question at this point is a machlokes, poskim, and it's a shayla about it. So when it comes to what people have more than a kibbutz of cake before Tkiyah Shofar. I'm not saying it's osa, I'm not saying it's mutter. It's a machloikas, it's not clear. So the minig is to be makel, even the yeshivas, they have cake, and people are not makbid dafka to have a kibbutzah, people have more than a kibbutzah. It's a person who can be careful to have only kibbutzah, that's good enough for him, then it's a maila. But if it's necessary, I think what can be said machlahokul, it's a question of a drabonon here, and the maisa, there are shittas which hold that it's only a... it's not considered a meal, unless it's bread, and cake not considered bread. So, ha-meikul yeish loy al-ma'al-ismaych.